And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Hello once again, world of music lovers and all our listeners around the world. Welcome aboard to another exciting indie music show. We have got a really good one for you this week, or as Ed Sullivan used to say in days gone by, the early days of TV, really big shoe type, folks. Really big shoe. John Bon Jovial. How are things in Bon Jovial land this week?
I've got really big shoes. Oh, things have been just ducky. We actually had a minor dose of winter weather, but now it's back into the upper 80s again. So, the two or three days that we had, folks that live in Florida, hope you enjoyed it. Winter's over.
Yeah, but the snowbirds love it.
Oh, I yes, got they to, do.
If you can believe a snowbird from out here in wonderful Arizona in the desert, a friend of mine who was down in your part of the country here a couple of weeks ago, and he said, it's absolutely wonderful down there. 70s and 80s every day, sunshine, it's beautiful.
Well, you know, from a snowbird's perspective, I can certainly understand why 85 or 90 degrees is going to be better than 20 degrees. Hey, I get that. I really do. But after living with it for 27 years, yeah, you know, it endless summer does get old. I know it's kind of hard for people to wrap their heads around that, especially this time of year, but it does.
I think you should go back and spend the next 6 months in Boston. I think that would... That would cure you for a year or two.
Sure, I'll get a nice condo in Chestnut Hill. I'm cool with that.
And Chestnut Hill, I take it that's a nice part of town?
Yeah, it's Fat City.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, last I saw, you're getting there.
Yeah, Fat. Yeah, I've been there.
We do have a great show today, folks. We've got return engagement by a band from up to our neighbors to the north up in Canada. Across the Board is going to be back with us. They have a brand new one coming out, and they're going to be debuting it here in just a few minutes. And we also have super producer Stuart Epps is going to be joining us to tell us about his exciting new audiobook he has. And I won't give away any of the suspense, but I will tell you that it has to do with his days working and building a major star of the music business. And we're also going to talk about his business, which he has dedicated now to upcoming indie artists. He's working exclusively with indie artists now, and he's got some samples of the music that he's doing there, including two that he produced and one which is going to be a sneak preview. This third one that he's going to be giving us, playing for us, is one that isn't even finished yet. It's a work in progress. So you're going to get to, you're not only going to get to hear his story and his explanation of what he's doing now, but you're going to get a sneak preview of a production that isn't even finished yet. All an awful lot to look forward to. So we're going to get right into it.
This is Billy Alexander from the band Why Not, and I'm listening to the David Bowers Awards on Blog Talk Radio. Why? Because all the cool kids are doing it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Billy Alexander of Why Not. And we're going to our first song by our first guest Across the Board from up in Canada. This is the one they debuted the last time they were on the David Bowers Awards. It shouldn't be this hard.
Daydream.
It shouldn't be this hard. That's those rockers from up north of the border, Canada way. They call themselves, what do they call themselves? Oh, they call themselves Across the Board. And here to chat with us are Jacqueline and Andy. How you doing today?
Hey, David. How are you doing?
Great, David. Thanks for having us back.
Oh, great. Great to have you back again. What a great sound that was. You have that out on video now, too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do. We just put out a video for that a couple of weeks ago, and that's our second single off the new album, Sonic Boom, which I think we debuted with you back in the spring.
I knew you debuted it with us. I wasn't sure exactly when. I don't have my my calendar in front of me here in the studio, but well, I don't usually have it in front of me at the desk either because I can never find anything at my desk. But that's a story of another color there. Anyway, I understand that album. Thank you. I appreciate guests who laugh at my sometimes futile attempts at humor.
Sometimes
you guys really know how to score. You guys really know how to score points. John Bon Jovial, we don't need any editorial opinions from you. But I was going to say, that album that you just referred to, Sonic Boom, is really making some noise around the world, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate. We've been nominated for several awards. We won several awards. We actually won a couple Global Music Awards for the album, and we were nominated for 4 Josie Music Awards this year, which was incredible. We went down to Dollywood and got to see Dollywood, which was amazing, with the award ceremony for that. And then we were just nominated for a Canadian Covenant Award.
I wanted to ask you about that.
The Gospel Music Association Award, believe it or not, David. We have Sonic Boom as an album has, you know, an inspirational message, and it was sort of written as a rock opera, like I described to you guys before, and there's, you know, some inspirational message on there. So they nominated us for a Covenant Award, which is crazy, so we're all excited about that. That's kind of like the Canadian equivalent to the Dove Awards in the States.
Dove Awards.
We were jumping up and down on that one. And it's been exciting. We've had Radio Music Awards. We just got nominated for Best Rock Album for that. So, you know, we're just loving it. We're loving all the attention, you know, like most artists, just love it.
And it sounds like you're earning all the attention. Now, the Radio Music Award was from the Indie Music Channel?
Yeah, we won, actually. We managed to make the iTunes Rock Chart with Sonic Boom, the radio edit, and it made number 4, sandwiched between Paul McCartney and AC/DC. So,
that's pretty heady company. Yeah,
it was. We freaked out a little. I have to say, I kept refreshing the page. I'm like, come on, are we been hacked?
All right.
What?
So, really, there must be.
What? Oh my God! So
there must be a mistake here somewhere.
Mention there. Yeah, we won a Hall of Fame award, so that was really cool. So it's been an amazing album for us, and you know, we're excited. We've got our tour is just coming to an end here. We've been touring this thing around Canada, mostly in Ontario. We're going to finish off our tour with a homecoming show on December 1st here in Toronto at the Hideout, and then we're heading back out on the train, like we talked to you guys about last time. We're going to go back on the train and go across Canada, singing songs,
awesome,
to Vancouver and back to Toronto again, starting in December. So we'll be on the train for New Year's this year.
I remember you telling me about that amazing trip the last time you were on the show, and now you're going to do it again. You're going to do exactly what the next song we're going to play in a few minutes says you're not going to do. No curtain call, but you're going to do a curtain call on the train.
We are, and No Curtain Call is our next single. What a great segue. We're actually coming out with a brand new video for that we shot.
We just filmed that. Yeah,
yeah, just recently. That's going to be coming out in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So we'll definitely send you a link on that, but that'll be a fun video. We shot that in a biker club.
Oh, wow. I will definitely be looking forward to that. And, you guys, I hope one of these days you guys can get down this way. And, of course, John's way in Florida, too. But we've got some great clubs for new music in the area. Now, I'm in Tempe, which is outside of Phoenix. There's a I know there's a biker bar in Phoenix that does a lot with indie artists, and cool. I understand it's one of the it's one of the major tourist stops in the area for indie artists. And of course, here in Tempe, amazing. We've got Arizona State University, so downtown Tempe is a hotbed for all kinds of music.
We're so excited to bust out of Canada and take our music. We have no idea. We're just bursting at the seams to do that. So we're working on that for next year.
Absolutely. I definitely look forward to that. And I know your music is going to go over as well here as it does up there because, hey, let's face it, the only difference between you guys and us is that line in the sand between Canada and the U.S. So, I mean, if it makes it there, it's good.
Yeah. And a little bit of legal pot, apparently, now.
Yeah, well, that depends on which part of the state you're in. But, yeah, that's still a questionable thing. John Bon Jovi, you're sitting there all too quiet except for a little mumbling.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the legal pot up in Canada now. Makes your eyes red just thinking about it.
Well, there's a lot of careful people up here.
Yeah, be careful. Don't get too excited, John. I understand there's quite an exodus of people trying to emigrate from the United States into Canada, and they're getting really strict about the people they let in.
Yeah, I think we should build a wall.
There's a lot more laid-back people around here now.
Yeah, I bet there is. Yeah, when you say another brick in the wall up there, you could be talking about a couple of different things.
Well, guys, congratulations again. I know that I've said this to you before, but it shouldn't be this hard. I remember the last time we played it and was quite taken with it. It's been a long time since I've heard it. Because, you know, we listen to so much music, after a while it becomes a blur.
Yeah.
But as soon as I heard the opening refrain to this song, it was like, oh, yeah, right, it's this song. Sure, I like this song.
Ah.
Are you sure it isn't the Canadian pot that makes it a blur?
It could be. But now, are you going to be able to play this when you do train time again?
Yeah, we do. We have acoustic versions of all these. The train doesn't like full rock bands to come on and blast their first class house.
It's very cut back.
It's very laid back. So just take a couple of us, and it's mostly me and my acoustic guitar and Andy on a drum. And we leave the rest of the gang at home because there's like 7 people in our band. So it would be a little bit of a push to bring the whole band on a train. So just the two of us go.
Well, hey, that gets two of you a real nice ride, and it gets your music out and gets a lot of people to hear it across country. That's
we saw Canada by summer last year. We're going to see it by winter now, so we're super excited.
Oh, you're gonna take some videos, I hope.
As a matter of fact, it should be
going through Banff National Park.
Yeah, go up. We go just a little north and through Jasper. Actually,
it's so amazing and scenic. Stellar view.
And there's a car on the train that's a complete bubble. It's just a plexiglass bubble, and you go there and you just basically
gaze.
That's amazing.
Oh,
that's,
wow!
I was just
flashing on the fact that it sounds like, if not a whole album, you could easily get a song out of that trip.
Well, we did.
We wrote that whole album on that train trip.
I rest my case.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that, this is what happens. You go there, you eat 3 meals, so there's 3 hours. You sleep for 8 hours, that's 11. You play for 2. That's only 13. What do you do for the other 11 hours? So I just sit. I sit on our bunkie and I write songs.
We actually wrote a song for the train.
Well, sometimes we smooch a little bit in there.
Well, listen. I mean, come on. You can't spend all that time together and not. Oh, that's awesome. I really envy you that trip. That is really something. Tell us about this next song that we're going to play, which we've already alluded to, No Curtain Call.
Yeah. So No Curtain Call is that moment in any indie artist's life when you're playing in a club and the lights come on and you realize that there isn't one person in that place that's even heard anything that you've been playing in the last half
hour. Oh, gosh.
That's that moment. And everybody's doing their own thing, and you look around, and you're just part of the ambiance, which is okay. You know what? It is what it is. All lounge acts are faced with that problem. And,
True.
Yeah, and we just, you know, we realize that we've faded into the background. But it's also that moment at the end of a night when the lights go on in a club and you realize the person sitting beside you is not Cleopatra or Adonis. They actually probably are about 15 years older than you thought they were with the lights off. And maybe you really haven't found the love of your life. So it's kind of a combination of those two things.
The concept kind of ranks right up there with the title of Charlie Daniels' book he just released this past year. And that's something, I don't have the exact wording, but it's something to the effect of don't pay attention to the empty seats. So it's kind of one of those on stage experiences that you really have to be on stage to fully understand and get the feeling of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. John, final words?
Yeah, well, we feel it.
Final words, sure.
I bet you do.
Just, you know, much continued success to both of you guys, to all the band.
Thanks, John.
We sure wish we just wish that we could be along with you for, if not the whole thing, at least a portion of that train trip, because it just sounds like it's going to be an incredibly wonderful adventure.
Yeah, it's super exciting. We'll do some blogs. You know, we have daily videos that go up. So for people who want to check our stuff out at acrosstheboardmusic.ca, you can come follow us along if you like.
And keep us informed, because David, I have my psychic powers working. I am predicting that you are about to tell them how they can reach out to us while they're on their trip.
Oh, absolutely. By all means, be sure and send us a link to your site when you're going to post the stuff, and we will share it with our friends, and you know, of course, how to get a hold of us both online and otherwise, snail mail, telephone, or whatever. So please do keep in touch with us. And
absolutely.
We look forward to having you back with some more exciting stories in the not-too-far-distant future.
Yeah. We have a new album coming out in March, so I'm sure we'll see you soon.
There you go. Good excuse for you to come back and grace the stages of this manic wildness we call the David Bowers Awards. Thank you so much, Jackie and Andy. We love you, too.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Across the Board, this is their brand new release, No Curtain Call.
Last call for alcohol and lovers tonight. Band leaves the stage, bar shows her rage, racing all the mysteries that hide from the light. No curtain call in this empty hall. Time takes its toll on us. Once in a blue moon, there's a whisper of the dream rising from ashes in the floorboards and the beams. These walls reveal those memories of broken sticks and strings that rang in the night. Sweat on the its toll on us once in a
Across the board from up in Canada, their very next release called No Curtain Call. And we're not going to take time for a curtain call right here on the David Bowers Awards, because our next guest is standing by, and we've got so much to talk to super producer Stuart Epps about that we're going to get to it right now. And here is one of his productions that has it's been released now. It's available, and you're going to get to hear it if you haven't already. She calls herself Edmina the Rock Queen. I Am Me.
Now
the Rock Queen, and here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard, if you will, please. Mr. Stuart Epps. Come on in, Stuart.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, David.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Doing fine. We're glad to have you back here with us, and you've got a lot to talk to us about. Do you have a speaker on in the background?
No, I don't.
I'm hearing myself. Yeah, I'm getting an echo.
All I've got is just the phone. I'm just talking through the phone.
Okay, no worries. I just thought
maybe we're bouncing off a satellite somewhere.
Could be. I don't know. But
no speakers on.
Tell us a little bit about Amina. We've heard about her from our friends at Lady Lake.
Lady Lake. Well, she's a pretty amazing lady, and somehow we found each other on the internet, and she found me, and she's from Las Vegas. She lives just outside of Las Vegas, and she came over here, well, it's quite a few months ago now, and I'd already heard her music, and we talked about some new songs that she'd written, and so she came over. We actually went up north into a studio that I use up north in England, and we recorded a couple of tracks, which one of which you've just heard, and then I brought it back to my studio. I've got a studio in Cookham in Berkshire, a bit further south near London, and I added some lead guitar. Actually, it's a bit of an unusual situation because the lead guitar on there is a very young guy called Anthony Campo, and this was really his first go at playing on a release track, you know, on a rock track, and he's only about 15, 16, so pretty amazing guy, pretty amazing guitarist.
That's impressive.
And we just had a great time making it, and it's very nice to hear it coming out of the phone, really.
Well, it's nice to hear you're doing. I look forward to sharing it with our listeners as well.
Yeah,
and hopefully nobody else can hear me. Apparently, I'm the only one that's getting that echo, and it's only on my voice, so I'm going to ignore it.
Right. Yeah, it's annoying. I know what you mean.
But yeah,
I can hear you quite clearly. There's no echo on this end.
Fantastic.
But Amina is supposed to be coming over here to do some gigs next year, I think, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having her over here. I know I talked to the girls at Lady Lake earlier this year, and we were definitely working on having her stop by the show. She was spending some time over there. Now, where is Amina from? Is she from Europe?
No, she's from the States. She's from, like I say, she lives just outside of Las Vegas. She's stateside. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I wasn't sure, and I had talked to Cindy about how to pronounce her name because that's one thing we try to do. We try to at least say their names correctly.
I got into a bit of trouble with. I think I was calling her A minor or E minor.
Well, it is
a chord, really, isn't it? E minor.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, it's an interesting note. But it's one of those names. It's E M Y N A, and it's one that's open to conjecture about pronunciation.
That's it.
It was a crazy lady,
and I mean, her voice at the end there, she can really sing incredibly high notes.
Oh my gosh, that hurt my throat.
Just listening to it.
She definitely puts it all into it. Now, this is just the latest example of a lot of stuff. I know you have produced for more artists than we have time to go into the list of. But in addition to that, you started to take your notes and stories of what you have done, and you put them into an audio CD book now.
Well, yeah, it's specifically to do with Elton John, really. Well, it's actually my story, how I started off way back in 1967 when I left school. I went to work for quite a famous music publisher called Dick James, who was the Beatles music publisher at the time, and I went straight there from school at age 15, which was a bit amazing, really, and started off as the office boy there, but then I started to meet some of these musicians that were signed to the publishing company, and one of those was Elton, well, he was called Reg Dwight at the time.
Right,
he's only about 21, and I was just 15. But, you know, when I heard his music, really, just sitting down playing the piano, I just thought he was something else, really, even though I was quite young. And so pretty soon I was working for his music in sort of promotion and everything else. And then actually aged 18, I actually went to the States on one of his first American tours. And I think John was saying you're in Arizona there at the moment, are you?
Yes, I am. Yes, John's in Florida.
So we were in, I remember going to Phoenix, and we played there. We did a three-month tour, but it was, you know, crazy times, really, because he was pretty unknown, and
sure.
This was the beginning of his career, so it was the beginning of my career as well.
And I have to ask this because you mentioned you were about 15 and you had previously mentioned that the guitarist on a record was 15. Is that something people start getting into the business at 15 over there?
Well, I mean, when I was, in the 60s, you know, a lot of kids left school even before me. They left at 14. 15. I think that's quite unusual now, to be honest, that you know, kids tend to stay at school longer and then they maybe go on to college, you know, and there's obviously colleges of music now where you can, you know, you can go to a music college and learn about engineering and production, whereas in my day, you know, there wasn't such a thing as that, really. So the only way, if you wanted to learn about the music business, was actually working in a record company or in a studio. So I was very lucky, really, to leave school at that early age. And then, you know, I was actually producing my first record when I was 18. So I started very young, which I kind of appreciate now, really.
I can appreciate that fact. I started DJing at about 16, so I can relate with that.
Yeah, I mean, music is one of those things that you're never too young to start, really.
And
it's also one of those things that it's very hard to, you know, to learn about until you're actually doing it, you know. So production and engineering now has become highly technical, so there's it's a little bit more technical than it was when I started.
We're going to talk with you about your work on that end shortly. I know we saluted last week. CMT over here has started a mentorship program where they're taking young emerging artists and giving them a start and having them work with the big-time producers in major studios. And I think that's just fantastic. I wish more would get into doing just that. But before we go any further, I want to have you tell us a little bit about this next song we're going to play that you gave us by a guy named Steve Jiskey. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
Yeah, well, actually, I don't really know how he pronounces his name, and I suppose I suppose that's how I would pronounce it, Steve Jisk. But you know, the amazing thing is that the people that I work with now, I don't even talk to sometimes, let alone meet. And I don't even know quite where this guy is from, but he got in touch with me and he sent me quite a few songs that he'd written and that he'd had recorded. And the particular song that we're going to hear is called Fallen. And to be honest, I'm not a huge country music fan, but when I heard this song, I just fell in love with it. You know, I really loved the song, and I really loved the singer, and he wanted it mixed, he wanted it remixed, and the idea was to sort of give it my flavor of a bit of my flavor of production. So I was able to put some more keyboards on it and put a bit of backing vocals on, and then you know, try and sort of direct it in more of an English fashion, I suppose.
Let's give it a listen. This is Steve Jiskey, and it's called Fallen.
I've fallen. looking back to the path of broken highways. Never heard all those words that you wanted to say. All I have is emotional baggage left behind. Some dark abandoned place. Yesterday was a beautiful sunrise. Without you, all that beauty seems displaced. I never knew that it was you that kept me right inside. Now I'm wrong.
Fallen, that's Steve Jisk, or Jiske, I'm not sure, J-I-S-K-E, and I'm sure we will find out. Somebody will write us and tell us if we pronounced his name wrong, I'm sure, but Stuart, quite a production. I really love the way you went from the power production to, well, right there at the end, for example, down to the bare minimum instrumentation for the closing couple of notes. That's a... Really neat.
The way you did that,
I know that's probably not a hyper-technical production term, but then I'm the guy that plays the records. You're the one that produces them. That is quite a production. Understand, I don't know if this is letting out trade secrets or what, but you yourself added the keyboards, and your wife did the background vocals.
Yeah, I mean, actually, the track that I was sent was pretty full. And, there's a lot of instruments on it already, keyboards and drums and bass and, guitar. There's actually banjo on there as well. We added some extra piano and some violin, some strings. And then my wife added just an extra harmony, which isn't, it's not all the harmonies. It's just blended in there. But it was a great track anyway, but it was just adding these bits and pieces and then bringing out more of the more of what was on there. But the nice thing was that it's very nice to sort of get back from the Mr. Jisk, who's been used to listening to the mix that he did, and it was very nice to get his comment back. He was very pleased with it, so it's always nice when that happens, really. In fact, I've got his quote here. What he actually, I think there's a bit of swearing on his quote. He got a bit he got a bit carried away, but I can't find it for now. But anyway, needless to say, he was very pleased with it.
Well, you've got I think it's very definitely a crossover. What about you, John Bon Jovi? I think it's got crossover potential into pop rock.
It has a lot of elements going for it, Stuart.
Right. Well, that's good to know.
And the thing that I like about this is going to seem so simple, but the thing that I like about this particular song, "Falling," is at the tom-toms at the end. It's very simple. It leads up to a very nice, dramatic, and simple ending for the song. I don't know if dramatic and simple are kind of a contradiction of terms. But it's a very, very nice touch.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those, actually, where I really loved working on it, and I didn't actually want to finish working on it, because I really enjoyed just listening to it and messing around with it. And I actually didn't want to finish. I really was just enjoying working on it, which doesn't happen very often. But it's and like I say, I'm not really a country. It's not really strictly country and western.
No.
It's got like a pop, kind of rock feel to it as well.
So, this leads us right into our next what I wanted to talk to you about, and we've got a couple of minutes left. I don't want to miss this. You're doing an awful lot of work now with indie artists, emerging artists. Tell us about your production, what you're doing, maybe even how artists can get in touch with you.
Yeah, well, people sort of find me on the internet, but the main website is EppsMusicProductions.com, and people can get in touch with me on that. But actually, if you just Google Stuart Epps if I say Stuart in an American accent, then they can normally find me. But it's just been a great, it's been going for quite some time now, where I'm working with artists around the world doing this remote producing, I call it. Because many artists now have got studios in their own homes, and it's relatively easy to record music at home, but it's not always easy to put it together in a commercial fashion and make it sound like a professional piece of work. So, what I'm doing a lot of is taking people's home recordings and improving them over here and adding instruments or whatever.
Right.
Whatever I can do to make them better, and sometimes that might even be just taking a guitar and voice or a piano and voice and then adding the whole rhythm track, adding the whole band, and it's a great way of working. I love it, really, because in fact, talking to you now, I know we're talking down the phone, but I grew up with radio, you know, people from the 50s.
Sure.
We all grew up listening to music coming through the airwaves, and it's just a great way to listen to music, I think. It's very magical.
Well, that leads us right into the next song that you, which we need to get into before we run out of time. You told me this is a work in progress. So tell us where you are real briefly in the few seconds we have left with Damien West.
Yeah, well, this is Damien, and Damien West, young guy, great guy. He's primarily a guitarist, but he's got some great songs and pretty good voice, great voice as well. And we just put this together over a few weeks, and it's pretty much finished. It's just got a few more vocals to go on, some backing vocals, and a bit more mixing. But I just wanted to share it with everyone now. It's sounding pretty good, I think. Sounds very American, or actually, it's about a Canadian girl, but I think it relates sounds pretty U.S. as well to me.
Yeah, be careful. Sometimes the Canadians don't like to be referred to as, you know, something of an American being.
No, well, that's it. But when you think about the music, though, you know, some of the best music's come from Canada.
Absolutely.
Some of my favorite artists.
Absolutely right. Stuart, we got to get running here, but I want to thank you so much for stopping by, sharing the music, the story of your CD, about your years with Elton John from 1967 to 1970, and of course, your work with all these amazing indie artists. Come back and see us again, Stuart. Always a pleasure.
I will, and if your listeners want to get in touch with me about production, just, you know, eppsmusicproductions.com, and we can chat.
Absolutely. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart F. Stewart. Here's his latest. It's by Damien West called Canadian Girl. Canadian Girl.
Cause now I've seen the light.
worn out just listening to it. That's Canadian Girl. The gentleman's name is Damian West. Another production from super producer Stuart Epps. And we thank Stuart for coming and spending time. It's late in the night over there. It's pushing midnight over there as we record this. We thank him for coming in and sharing his music, his artists, of course, his story. And be sure and check out his CD, which I'm sure you can find on his website, EppsMusic.com, I believe it is. Did I get that right, John Bon Jovial?
Yes, you did. Epps.
Okay, we don't want to misinform.
Epps Music Productions.
Got Epps Music Productions. Okay.
.com.
If you have any questions,
Stuart, if we've just butchered you, we apologize.
Drop me a line at david@thedavidbowers.com, and we'll get back to you with the correct address. We don't want to give you the wrong address. Here it is, appsmusicproductions.com, and you'll be able to get a hold of him there. Check out that book, that CD audio book. I know you're going to like that. And we got to get on out of here because we're almost out of time. John Bon Jovial, I think it's time to take us home.
I know. My mommy's calling. I've got to go home. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just spent another hour with us, and we sure appreciate it. You've been listening to the David Bowers Awards on WRFZ-FM in Rochester, New York, and also on Blog Talk Radio all around the world. The David Bowers is broadcast around the world from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, and also from the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona, and we are available free on Blog Talk Radio, also on YouTube, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spreaker, Amazon Alexa devices, as well as any other place that you like to go and get your podcasts. Be sure to click the follow link on our Blog Talk Radio page and like the David Bowers on Facebook. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all those other silly social media platforms that are out there. Join us next week for the David Bowers Awards, Saturdays, 12 p.m. Eastern on WRFZ-FM 106.3 Rochester Free Radio and on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. UTC for more great indie music and talk with the artists that make it happen. So, until next week, for the David Bowers, Nick the newly married geek, and myself, the legendary John Bon Jovial, we sure do appreciate you being with us, and we'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.